Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's a nightmare situation for most parents. Your child finds a partner, falls in love, gets married and then cuts you out of their life. Well, if the Brooklyn Beckham Nicola Peltz vow renewal is anything to go by, that's exactly what happened to David and Victoria Beckham. No doubt they knew the vow renewal had taken place. It happened on August 2nd. The images suggest this was an event staged to confirm Brooklyn severing all of his ties with the life he had before his marriage. Yasmin Rufo is culture reporter with BBC News. She joins me now on the line. Good morning, Yasmin.
Morning.
Yasmin, this vow renewal comes just 3 years after their original big day, many seeing it maybe as the final nail in the coffin for the happy family image of the Beckhams. What can you tell us about the event?
Yeah, well, it's interesting you say that. It's tricky to sort of really understand the reasons why Nicola and Brooklyn did this. Obviously, they've shared pictures on social media of this beautiful ceremony, almost, yeah, a wedding renewal vows. It looks like a wedding in itself. I think most importantly is Nicola's family is very present. Her dad officiated the ceremony, whereas obviously Brooklyn's parents are and his siblings are nowhere to be found. So I think that's kind of the starkest thing that people have noticed on social media is that fair enough if you want to renew your vows or celebrate your marriage again. But it does feel slightly odd that Brooklyn's family are very absent, yet Nicola's family is very celebrated.
And held on the Westchester County estate of the Peltz family, it appears that Brooklyn Beckham is very heavily involved with the in-laws and not so much with his own family.
Exactly. So family clearly is very important to Nicola and in the past has been very important to Brooklyn. When the couple did an interview with German Glamour a few months ago, they spoke a lot about Nicola's parents and how involved they are and how much they love them. Notably, also David and Victoria were quite absent in that interview. I suppose both of these two people seem to have been raised in a very family orientated environment and family has been very important to their image so far. So yes, it kind of feels slightly jarring that now all of a sudden we're seeing a lot more of Nicola's parents and her family, but nothing from Brooklyn's side.
So take us back to the beginning of it and when people began to detect the cracks back in 2022. The main issue at hand seemed to be the issue of the bride's choice of dress, Valentino rather than Victoria Beckham. Is that the origin story here?
Yes. So 3 years ago, stories started to emerge that Nicola had refused to wear one of Victoria Beckham's designs on her wedding day. And that's sort of when the rumours started to emerge that perhaps they weren't all happy families and perhaps Nicola didn't get on so well with the Beckham family. It's important to say that Nicola later said that she wanted to wear a Beckham design, but it wouldn't have been ready in time, so she had to pick a different designer. And Nicola at the time also said there was no feud in the family. And after that, the family worked quite hard, I think, to put those rumours to bed. They were seen out together. You remember when the Beckhams had the Netflix documentary, they were all there on the red carpet together. So those rumours started 3 years ago and then they worked quite hard to quash the rumours, which they sort of did disappear for a while. And then obviously they sort of re-emerged when it came to David Beckham's 50th birthday.
Right. The Beckhams probably need this like a hole in the head. The Spice Girls, you know, Victoria Beckham, Posh and Beck's era stories. Most people had a ringside seat to that for major and minor event of their lives. So is this something now that is really damaging to the Beckham brand, which had been quite quiet in recent years?
Well, I suppose the thing is with the Beckham brand, they have always been so perfect. They create this image of a family that is unattainable. They love each other. They are sort of, you know, above everyone else and everyone sort of adores them. And so this feud, especially because it's within the family, is to some extent having an impact on how people are viewing them as a unit, because for years or for decades, you know, people have thought, wow, this is a really strong family. The kids have been raised well. They all love each other. So this has really affected them. I think the other thing as well is they're always very vocal on social media. So all of the family post a lot of pictures of themselves and their family on their holidays, celebrating birthdays. So as soon as something like that is absent, people notice. So they are quite a public family and sharing, you know, birthday pictures and anniversary pictures and whatever. And so that makes people feel, that makes people question what is going on a bit more.
And there's something in it for all the family. One generation in families grew up with the Posh and Beck story, and now the children have got, you know, the follow-on series, as it were, to follow too.
Exactly that. Everyone knows the Beckhams in some way or another. Even if you didn't grow up with David and Victoria, you know the kids from social media. And Brooklyn and Nicola do have their own following. It's important to say that even before Nicola married Brooklyn, she was a very well-known socialite. You know, she comes from a family of money as well. And so actually, the family all have their slightly own agendas. And what will be going on behind the scenes now is that each person in the family will have their own advisory team giving them advice on what they should and shouldn't be saying. And the problem is perhaps when those come to head. So we don't know whether David Beckham's publicist is saying the same thing to him or giving him the same advice as Brooklyn's publicist is. And obviously when the kids grow up, they do have their own teams and press teams and publicists that will advise them on what's best for them and not necessarily the whole family.
You mentioned there are people putting up social media posts for birthdays and the like. That's a particular pinch point in this one, the response to David Beckham turning 50 and Nicola Peltz's father turning 83. What happened there?
Yeah, it's just similar to what's been going on. It's very different. There's a lot of celebration for Nicola's family, not much talk of David Beckham and his birthday or knighthood. You know, it was Father's Day a few months ago, and there was a post shared. David Beckham shared a post of all of his kids, but Brooklyn was noticeably not responding to that, and he was quite silent. People have also said that some of the family have now unfollowed each other on Instagram. So clearly, there is almost like a silent social media battle going on, in that even if no one is saying things publicly, just by being absent on social media speaks volumes.
Who is this good for, in a way? You would think potentially that radio silence on the part of both would be one way to starve this of any oxygen and get the celebrity journalists and the general public to just move on from it. But is anyone benefiting from this? Is Brooklyn Beckham wanting to, you know, establish himself as an independent brand? And is there, in a perverse way, a world in which this spat is good for that?
Well, it's hard to know. It certainly doesn't benefit the family to have this rumour looming over them. But then at the same time, it is making people talk about them. And like I said earlier, each one of the family members will have their own team. So while for Victoria and David, this feud is definitely not very good for them, because they've spent years creating this brand and they want to be seen as a perfect family that don't have these sort of rifts and arguments that feel almost a bit reality TV like. We don't know if Brooklyn and Nicola are actually happier to lean into this, and perhaps their publicists are saying, well, actually, you know, people are talking about you as a result of this. So maybe it's not a bad thing, but obviously we don't know. When we've contacted various publicists, on the whole, we have silence, so we don't tend to hear from publicists. And so even journalists, it's not like lots of journalists are being briefed about what's going on, but the general public don't know. I think it seems at the moment that it's better to just follow a course of silence. But of course, you can't help, or the family can't help, posting on Instagram, or, you know, Brooklyn and Nicola are very active on social media. And so maybe it's just a natural thing for them to post pictures of themselves or the family they're spending time with. And maybe people are reading too much into it.
Right. As you say, it's now getting the micro analysis treatment. Do we know how anybody feels about this? You know, there's always briefings with sources close to David and Victoria, or sources close to Brooklyn and Nicola. But emotionally, is there any sense that people are sad about this, or that there would like to be any reconciliation in the future?
I mean, on social media, you know, you have everyone from on every spectrum of the opinions. I think a lot of people are upset that this rift has happened and is continuing to go on. People would have hoped, I suppose, by now that maybe there will have been some sort of resolution within the family and, you know, they go through a blip, but they come out the other side. But obviously it's been going on for a lot of months. And I think, like you said earlier, people know the Beckham family, whether it's knowing Victoria and David or knowing their children. And I think because they've been this perfect family for so long, it's quite upsetting for a lot of people to see that actually behind the curtain, it's not all the happy families that we thought it was. But then at the same time, you know, that is families. And you can imagine a world where at some point someone in the family speaks out and they say, like, yeah, we had a falling out, but we're managing to patch things up, or we're working towards getting there slowly. And maybe that makes them feel more authentic and real, because you know that every family has drama, or siblings fall out, or you fall out with your parents, but then you reconcile. So you can see a world where they do address it and actually everyone's sort of like, fair enough, that's what families are. But you can also see a world where they just stay silent because they don't feel the need to address that, and they hope that it will resolve itself. Or I'm sure in the background, they're both or the family are working very hard to try and resolve the issue.
So what's the official response to the rumour mill from both sides, Yasmin?
So it's really important to say that both sides have denied that anything is going on. None of them have actually confirmed there's a rift. In terms of the publicists that have been speaking to the BBC, none of them have confirmed that there's a falling out within the family. On the whole, it's radio silence rather than a denial. But I think it's really important to say that actually no one has come out, either to journalists or on social media, to say, yes, we have actually fallen out as a family and there is a problem.
Of course, it goes without saying, Yasmin, they're welcome to ring you anytime.
They very much are, yes.
Okay. Yasmin Rufo, culture reporter with BBC News. Thanks very much for that this morning.
Thank you.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.